أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with our look at Islamic ethics and education, and focusing on the letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam writes to his son Imam Hassan alayhi salam on the way back from Siffin, which appears as letter number 31 in Nahj al-Balagha, let us now continue and see what Imam continues to tell his son. Says, يا بني إذا كان الرفق خرك كان الخرك رفك. Where leniency is unsuitable, harshness is lenient. He says, ربما كان الدواء داء والداء دواء. Often cure is illness and illness is cure. Often the ill wisher gives correct advice while the Welsh wisher cheats you. Do not depend upon hopes, my son, because hopes are the mainstay of fools. It is wise, my son, to preserve one's experience. Your best experience is that which teaches you a lesson. Well, let's first look at these advices that Imam alayhi salam gives his son. So he starts off by telling him that sometimes showing harshness or severity is better than being tolerant. And maybe the best example I can give is of a child or a student who takes advantage of the rahmah of the parents or the teachers and does not take a lesson. In this case, there is a necessity to be a little bit severe so that the message can get through. Now remember, word of caution, severe doesn't mean using words that hurt, or severe doesn't mean using physical violence. It means putting your foot down and laying down some ground rules. Maybe the best word that I can use to describe it is to be firm but kind, or kind but firm. Imam then tells him that sometimes the medicine causes an illness and sometimes the disease itself becomes a cure, and that's quite self-explanatory. Sometimes we need to be ill and that wakes us up. Sometimes it gives us that break, the body needs that break, and sometimes we find that that which we think is medicine becomes the cause of our illness. So it's important to understand what we put into our bodies. It's important to understand our bodies as well. Imam also then tells him that be aware of the intention of advice givers and the well-wishing of those who don't give advice. It's important to know who is sincere and who is not sincere. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it beautifully in the Quran. In Surah number 39, ayah 16, he says, فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Give good news to my abd, those who listen to the word, then follow the best of it. These are they whom Allah has guided, and these it is who are the men of understanding. You know, you get advice from everywhere, but you must be able to discern that which is good from that which isn't. I remember when my first child was born, most people in goodwill give you lots of advice about various things about a child. They'll tell you, you must let, and I think the one that comes to my mind most is where you're told that a child must have a certain bedtime. This tiny infant who's just been born, well, you've got to discipline this child. If you carry this child too much, then you will spoil this child. You must put your child down at a certain time at night, put them in their cot, close the room, and walk away. And you know, the rahma inside a mother's heart does not allow that. And then you look up the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you see the contrary. Never leave a child alone in a room. You know, put a light on. Don't let a child cry. And you get advice from all corners. But here what Imam is trying to tell his son, discern it. And I remember being thoroughly confused when I was told that carrying a child, you will spoil the child. How can you spoil an infant that is so young? And maybe what my mom told me, she said, you will never get the opportunity again to hold that child so close to you. Hold her as much as you can. And take in that smell of a baby, because that goes so quickly. And how right she was. Imam then continues to tell him that reliance on wishes is foolishness. You know, Imam Ali alayhi salam to Abu Tamam, and Abu Tamam says, a person who sets the garden of wishes as a pasture of his determination shall always remain bereft. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, إِيَّاكَ وَالْتَقَالُ عَلَى الْمُنَى فَإِنَّهَا يَضَعِنُ النُّكَ. Avoid relying on wishes, because they are the capital of the fools. If you have a desire, if you have a wish, then make it real by dawa and dua. Action, intention, and pray to him. All three together will do it. And finally, Imam tells his son in this extract, he said, there is wisdom in the keeping of experiences. You know, he tells him it is wise to preserve one's experience. Your best experience is that which teaches you a lesson. Now, this sort of advice leads one to wisdom, because again, Imam says, wisdom is innately put into the brain of the human being, and it increases through experience and knowledge. And the best experience is that from which you learn, he says. Rasulullah says, a believer is never bitten twice from the same hole. Again, Imam Ali in other sources says that, O servants of God, take your lessons from what is useful and instructive. Delve into the illuminated verses of the Quran and be revered by the revealing piece of advice that is offered in there. He said, one who gets the right lesson from the experience is safe from reproaches. One who does not care about experiences cannot anticipate the future. Your actions will always be straight if you take lessons from experiences. And the Prophet ﷺ says, مَا أَكْثَرَ الْعِبَرْ وَأَقَلَّ الْعَتِبَارِ. How great the number of cases, opportunities for taking lessons, but how small is the number who take lessons from it. Inshallah, we will continue with extracts from the letter tomorrow.